Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, because this is all over an altercation
that
happened.
No, unless there's a new coach there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, there's an altercation that happened in the weight room. Well, nobody really knows, but I got to think Michigan has to know. Stoney, there's cameras everywhere on campus. But, yeah, it kind of leads to what we ended the last hour with Juwan Howard. And if you're a Michigan fan, if you're out there, they got to make a change, right? Because I don't think that they will. I don't think that Michigan cares enough. You won the national title in football, and I think they're still drunk off of that, Stoney. They don't really – the fact that they don't even try to – sell out the Chrysler Arena when you hear go green, go white, when you hear boiler up, when you don't even know who's the road team in your own place, they're not trying to hide it anymore. They don't care. It really boils down to that. Michigan doesn't care about the program. Ward Manuel has come out and said, never even thought about it. It hasn't crossed my mind. He's coming back. Juwan will be your head coach next year. Does he have this stellar recruiting class? No, I think I looked. He's got two low four stars and a three star coming in. Most of the guys, like his best player in Kamwa, is out for the year. So he can use that as, well, this is why the team was so bad. I don't think they're going to fire him. I think he's going to be back. 248-539-9797. Stoney, another name that you threw out. You threw out three names.
Right.
And here's a name that if anything would ever happen to Izzo, I would hope that Allen Howard would pick up the phone and call Fred Hoiberg.
Oh, that's a good one.
In Nebraska, he has turned Nebraska around.
I know.
He goes out. He believes in the portal. You give him the resources that a Michigan or Michigan State has, I think this kind of like Collins. You're kind of hamstrung at Northwestern. You go out there and
that's a good name.
You go get something like that. But in lieu of this, Sanderson resigning.
Well, the story was broken by Katie Strang from The Athletic, which means there's some stuff there, and I'm just glimpsing over. I guess they received some emails and stuff that Sanderson accused Howard of doing, and it was just...
So this tells me, once again, Howard's coming back. Because if he wasn't, then I think Coach Sanderson would have been back next year, but he's probably gotten to, hey, we're going to go ahead and keep Juwan. For some reason, enough people are supporting him other than Jalen Rose. Guys, Juwan's coming back next year. Now, is it fair as a Michigan fan? Probably not.
No.
But I don't think that enough people care, especially in the honeymoon period that is your national championship in football, Stoney. Who cares? I knew when Michigan let MSU, not even a good MSU team, but buy up all those seats. And show, and when you're listening to the broadcast, and I think it was Holloman was shooting a three, and was it Jim Jackson was like, man, if he hits that three, they're gonna blow the roof off, and then they had to stop themselves. Like, wait, who's the home team here?
Yeah, that's happened before when Michigan State was really good, and one of those years where Michigan stunk.
Michigan then changed the ticket policy and said this will never happen again. Well, they didn't care this year.
Yeah, they care about money, like everybody else in the world. 248-539-9797.
So that's just, I don't think he's going anywhere. Let's go to the phone lines. Jeff, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, good. Jeff.
Fabulous to hear Stoney on the air again, man.
Isn't it?
It's only been 10 days.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, though, Jeff.
Jeepers.
Thank you.
The you know what tape is just hilarious. Anyway, I want Juwan Howard to come back, and I agree with Rico that he will be brought back. And one thing that has been mentioned is he underwent major, major surgery last summer. Huge.
The perfect
aneurysm. He nearly died.
It's the perfect. I understand that.
This surgery saved his life.
The perfect out.
So he went into the season under unusual medical circumstances, and it's just super bad optics to fire a guy after he went that. And when he even tried to start coaching, he was still weakened. So that's a big factor. Secondly, I think they're going to give him another shot at the transfer portal. And third, you talk to like a guy like Hunter Dickinson who adored Howard. So I just think those three factors, it was just bad optics.
Well, Jeff, hold on.
It's not a good fan base. Yeah.
Jeff, can I ask you a question? I agree the Hart thing, which to me is a perfect out for them to say, look, just say you're for health reasons, you're gone. That's number one. Number two, why do you want him to come back? What has he shown you? He had a couple of good years. I'll give him that. I'll never forget working in the morning and the Beeline story breaks and Juwan Howard was the first guy I thought of and said they could get him. And it worked for a little bit, but the little bit's been way too long. Why? What have you seen basketball wise that you want him back?
Two things. Number one, the Doug McDaniel suspension actually was pretty gutsy. I was sports editor of the Ann Arbor News for 15 years, and I saw a lot of weird stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. And what he did was he suspended McDaniel for all the road games, which meant Michigan was helpless, okay? That took guts. He didn't have to do that, but he did. And
he could have suspended him for the home games, too.
No. Doug has played in all the home games, and that makes Michigan at least marginally competitive. But he's suspended for all the road games.
What about being a leader and the guy has to go to class? What about that?
Yeah. Well, if you're going to suspend him for maybe a shorter period of time, but for both home and away.
No, the point is that a road trip, it disrupts your academic schedule. If you just play
the home game.
The point
is, you sound crazy as a fan. You really do. That's the point. You are just defending Michigan on every end, and you sound crazy.
Yeah.
The hard thing, I
Kenny,
understand.
How about that Pats on the Wings jersey?
Defending the suspension?
No, that's the microcosm of the program this year.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm emotional. That's okay. I'm so sorry.
And look, if there's anyone who knows the Palestra around here better than me, there's not that many. There's a few. And yes, it was cool that Martelli got the coach there. But that just...
No. You know what the problem I had?
That should never have happened.
No. I understand. At the beginning of the game, it's a ceremony. He's there. You let him go. It's kind of like being the honorary captain. Go out for the coin flip.
Yeah.
At the end of the game, it was Martelli drawing up plays.
Right.
Howard's at the back of the huddle.
I know.
David, as I told him back then... It's like being the lead singer of a group. You never give up the microphone.
I know.
Okay? You don't let somebody else go into your territory. But he did.
I know.
I thought that was it. The fact that you got a Michigan fan, Stoney, and because of people like him, I'm telling you, Juwan will be back. And
Rieger just texted us, and he's right. He said, at least Doug made them competitive. He played last night. They lost by 30! To a bad Rutgers team.
Welcome back to the road, huh?
Yes. He must have had too many subs that they ordered, too many number 10s at the Jersey Mike's Arena.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Dave, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Hey, Dave.
Good.
Hey, Stoney.
Yeah.
Great talking to you. I was never able to talk to you because I was always driving.
Thank you.
It's awesome to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Hey. Juwan Howard, okay, his temper is a big problem. I mean, this John Sanderson thing is, like, huge. Losing a strength coach like that, it's unbelievable. Over his son, and he actually was trying to fight him, Ward Manuel is the big problem because since he's been there, we've lost the hockey coach, the baseball coach, the softball coach, the swimming and diving coach, the volleyball coach. Harbaugh doesn't count because he's always going to go to the NFL. But Ward Manuel made the easy hire when he hired Juwan Howard, had no head coaching experience. He should have hired Jokic. Jokic was a defensive coordinator for Beilein.
Right.
Basically saved Beilein. I mean, we Beilein, when he made Jokic the defensive coordinator, that's when Michigan basketball took off. And that would have been a great hire to bring Jokic back. He hired a Fab Five guy for the splash with no head coaching experience. And his temper, he should have been fired 2 years ago.
Well, you talk about his temper. Thanks for the call. And I'm reading this story here, okay? The emails that Katie Strang, who does a great job of doing undercover stuff, you know, for The Athletic, investigative stuff. So in emails that they recovered, Sanderson, the strength and conditioning coach who just, they announced he's not coming back. He's resigning, whatever. He said Jace Howard was berating the trainer that caused the scene. Sanderson described the scene as totally out of control, said the trainer was trying to calm Jace down and get him to discuss a matter privately. And he said, noticing the trainer look increasingly desperate and panicked, Sanders intervened, yelled at Howard from 30 feet away, "You're a student athlete. And he is a professional. You don't talk to professionals like that. That's disrespectful, entitled." Then, when Sanderson looked back, he saw Juwan came at him, quote, "angry and ready to fight."
Well, you know, he grew up on the Chicago streets. Yeah,
repeatedly yelling as players and staff held him back. "He kept aggressively pursuing me to fight as the players and staff were doing their best to restrain him. He was out of control. It was an ugly scene. I had no choice but to stand my ground. I didn't back down. A few of the players and staff got in front of me as well in an effort to keep us separated." That's what Sanderson wrote in the email.
What is Juwan? I feel like, what was the Lions coach? What you got to do to get fired around here?
Daryl Rogers.
Yeah. What does Juwan have to do to get fired around here? Because you just got embarrassed on the road by Rutgers by 30. And this ain't even good Rutgers. It'll be next year. That's Rutgers right now. Yeah. 248-539-9797. Ticket text, phone calls next. 97.1.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Juwan's on a zero-tolerance policy. Now, I don't know about you, but zero-tolerance means one more time and you're done. And Indiana got rid of Bobby Knight because, Bobby, one more time and we can't support you.
Yeah, how many more championships does Bobby Knight have than Juwan?
A few more. Yeah. This, once again, tells me Juwan's not going anywhere. Michigan, for some reason, Ward Manuel and the Michigan Wolverines are fully backing this man. You've had every opportunity. You could have stepped away after your heart attack. Health reasons, no shame in that. Go take care of yourself. You got a family, Juwan. When this incident happens and your team is this bad, here's a chance to part ways, and you probably, what I like to call the Mel Tucker rule. We don't have to pay you jack. You screwed yourself over. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Nope. You got rid of your strength and conditioning coach. Well, you let him walk away and resign. You kept him. He's your coach. He's going to be your coach next year. 248-539-9797. Michigan fans, do you agree with me, or does Juwan Howard need to go? Because it's just new lows for Michigan basketball. When you're coming out talking about, well, if there was a thing called the heart stat, we got the most heart, and we would have won that stat. Really? Because you know what? I'm going to go with things that a loser says for $1,000, please. Okay, the heart stat. Hey, Illinois, you're welcome. Welcome. Yeah, because we didn't take Terrence Shannon. We let you have him.
Yeah, right.
You're welcome. What are we doing here?
You know what? If I was Juwan, I would have quit then.
How about MSU fans take over your arena? He has the nerve to go into the press conference, and I watched it because I didn't believe what I read. We had a great crowd here tonight, and I was really proud of our crowd. Are you serious, Juwan? Did you not hear what was going on? When your players are ticked off that they heard it, and they're like, that should have never happened here, and you come in here and thank your crowd? Come on, man. David, any ticket text? Or Michigan fans, just, or do you just not care?
Yeah. We got a few, more than I thought we'd get, actually. We're just going to just bring it up.
Right.
Yeah.
David?
So Juwan won the fight, huh? He's from the street, I see.
He won the fight.
Man.
Him leaving tells me he knows Juwan's coming back. So I'm not coming back.
See, and I need to say this to you, because I believed after Ward Manuel's comments when he publicly supported Juwan,
mm-hmm.
I thought that was just, you know, he has to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Something he has to do. He can't throw him under the bus. And I told you then, nope, he's still going to fire him at the end of the year. But ever since then, there's mm-hmm. been more and more. His comment, Juwan's comments after the Michigan State game, I'm like, okay,
mm-hmm.
leaning towards, look like he's staying.
Mm-hmm.
And then this news today.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, Tom Izzo, go ahead and say it, David. Say it.
This news today, the guy's been there for a long time, the head athletic trainer,
mm-hmm.
and now he's gone and Juwan's not.
Legendary trainer.
I think
trainer.
You're right.
Why, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I think you're right.
Okay. Kenny, want to know why? Because I'm ahead of my time.
Oh, man.
No, because Sanderson, I mean, legendary Camp Sanderson is what they talk about, how he gets players ready, especially the basketball team. They go to him during the summer, and they come back, and they've added weight, and they're just they're durable and ready to play in the Big Ten.
Right. He's like Ben Hur. He's the Ben Herbert of there. So they've lost their strength and conditioning in both.
I look at this, and I'm just like, wow. They don't care about that program. They are still drunk off of the national title. Who cares what's going on in any other sport? We won the Natty in football. It goes to what I've always said. They'll risk it all for that football championship, to hell with everything else. Any ticket text?
Man, it's amazing. From Glenn, Beeline and Harbaugh weren't Ward Manuel's guys. You see what's going on. Ward is the problem at Michigan.
Well, that's a whole other topic in and of itself. I'm still, Ward has yet to tell me how Jeff Jackson was driving his wife's vehicle and crashed it in the middle of the night at about 3 o'clock in the morning. Because, you know, that just happens everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everywhere. Doug suspension, that was the craziest suspension in the history of sports. Very stupid.
What Juwan did was put a new definition. We now know what it means to be a little bit pregnant, because that was his suspension.
Yep.
You're kind of suspended, but you're not suspended. You can play at home, but not on the road. Okay. And then to hear the gloss over from your boy, from Gus. Well, you know, he just had to learn from his mistakes. And, you know, he didn't really understand everything. Like, what, college students are supposed to go to class? I mean, is that something you need to tell somebody in orientation, Stoney?
No.
Hey.
Part of the sign-up.
You're new to college. You should probably go to class.
Yeah.
Take a test. Try to pass them. Matriculate to the next grade. Oh, you don't know what matriculate means? It means you move on to the next grade. Yes.
No, it's gutsy. What are you talking about? It's very gutsy. And Hunter respected Juwan so much that he left.
Right. Now, a lot of that was NIL, and I heard a lot of it was not NIL.
Yeah.
Correct. Exactly.
Right. It was.
I think Hunter knew.
Don't tell that caller, though.
I think Hunter saw the handwriting on the wall, and he didn't want to be here. All right. Craig, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hold on, man.
Good afternoon.
There you go.
Thanks, guys. Hey, long time, first time. Glad to call in. I'm just saying, Rico, you're right. Juwan, you need to go. Get up. Get out. You ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here. I'm going to be honest. I would kill. Beeline is rotting in the Pistons front office right now.
No, he's not even there. He's not even there.
Well, hey, even if he's not there anymore, still give him a call. I would kill. The games were not pretty in Ann Arbor with him. Defensive battles, but hey, he was the guy. Love to have him back. What's your thoughts on that?
I think that that ship has sailed, as they say, but you never say never. You know, as this radio station's very fond of, make the call. I don't think
would you go? Because see, if you're gonna go Beeline, then I think you just go with the assistant that's there now. Martelli.
Well,
if you're gonna go Beeline, you know what? Keep Martelli. When Phil Martelli's coaching this team, that's a different team. That's a dangerous team, and they win.
Or you promote maybe Saadi, maybe, if that's what you're going to do, if you're going to promote somebody from the staff.
I do kind of feel bad. Yes. Yeah. You can go Saadi. I just think that Saadi's being hamstrung right now. I think Saadi has a lot of talent. Maybe he's waiting to take over the Oakland job. Maybe Kenny will like Oakland once Saadi goes there.
Come on. This is the greatest year, baby. Campy's going
to
take us.
They're going to the tournament.
They're taking him to the tournament.
You taking bets on that, Stone?
No.
That's what I thought.
No, I can't.
I'll take you for a sandwich.
I think they're going to the tournament.
Sandwich? Sandwich bet?
That they'll go to the tournament?
Yeah. All right. Consider it a bet.
Yeah. Would you go, depending if it was within like 6-7 hours?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
You think I'd waste a weekend for that?
Oh. I didn't say a weekend. Just one game. I'd be one and done.
I'd have to travel. I wouldn't want to just come back the same day. I don't want to do that.
Okay. I'm just curious camping. I know you're... Skepticism is, I just didn't know what your fandom was if they actually did make it.
I will be a fan when Campy is no longer the coach.
Even if they make it this year?
Even if they make it this year.
How about they bring in Campy one day to just have him just eat lunch with me, you, and Evan?
Just sit right there.
He's a great guy.
Oh, see that black?
By the numbers. Next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
David, a couple ticket texts before we get to Rieger. I know he's got a lot to say.
Yeah, he does already. I'm a Michigan fan first and then MSU second. I would fire Howard in a heartbeat. That's from Wes in Romeo.
I thought it'd be Wes in New York.
Yeah. Someone says, tickets to the next U of M basketball game are going for $1 resale. Can't even give them away.
Who is their next game?
Ohio State, I believe.
I believe so, yeah.
You know it's bad when it costs you more to park and the fees to buy the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know, just give it away.
That is sad. Yes, it is at Ohio State.
Oh, it's at Ohio. No. So who's their final game? They have one more home game, I thought.
Yeah, we do have one more home game. It is against Nebraska.
Okay.
Ooh.
Hoiberg.
Fred Hoiberg.
Well, here's the good news.
Yes.
They've only won one road game this year. Just so you know. All right, let's get to Rieger because I know
Rieger. I want to see if Warren Manuel have the balls to like meet with Fred Hoiberg.
He probably doesn't know who Fred Hoiberg is. Like, who's this tall white guy?
You guys still talking about Michigan basketball?
Yes.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Yeah. Stoney, how are you? I'd rather talk about Stoney cocaine stories. I got to be honest.
Okay, it's more exciting than Juwan Howard. I'll tell you that. Or it was, not anymore. But yes,
I would agree with you, Stoney. It's good to hear you, my friend. How was the vacay?
Vacation was good. I actually broke 100 once.
What?
Yeah, I played with your boy Lesson and Radner.
Oh well. Rico, why weren't the Valeni and Rico microphones on that golf course?
We needed you there, Rieger.
I had a typical Stony round, 45-54. 45, very impressive.
Oh,
54, not so much.
Well, I will have you know, not that anybody cares, guys. I've played golf 6 times in the month of February.
Okay, Rieger, let me just stop you.
It's my fault.
We tossed you a softball, and you're talking golf.
That's my fault. I mentioned what
Rico,
I did.
Rico,
me. That, it's not his fault.
Yesterday,
you know what? No. Because you call me every morning. Angry.
All that, sometimes nights too. Sometimes nights. You do a nice job of calming me down. I forgot the game was even on yesterday because that's how much I'm just annoyed by Michigan basketball. So I finished the Wings game, and I'm like, oh, crap, Michigan's at Rutgers. And I look on Twitter, and the first thing I see is they were down at one point like 45-16. I'm like, oh, Doug McDaniel's on the road. That's doing a good job. And then you wake up and you hear this John Sanderson story.
Yeah.
The funniest thing about this entire thing is, like, I saw John U. Bacon says, oh, he thinks Ward's going to give Juwan another year. This is the most preposterous, embarrassing, pathetic situation. If you don't fire Juwan Howard, you don't care about Michigan basketball.
You're telling your
fan base, and I know what you people will say, nobody cares because they have no fans. You don't care. That's what you're telling them.
You know what else, Jeff?
Sorry to cut you off.
You know what else, Jeffrey?
There you go.
When Katie Strang strikes with an article, you know it's bad.
Oh, I would agree. She's really good.
Yes, she is.
And yes, that article, not good. Here's the thing. Does this change anything? No, probably not.
Sanderson knows Juwan's coming back. That's why he resigned. He knows. There's no point of fighting this.
How can you bring him back? It's the most preposterous thing I've ever heard in my life. There's going to be no players next year. You didn't make the tournament last year. Next year, you're going to be even worse, potentially. You got 8 wins this year. How are you bringing him back? Like, honestly, I know he's a Michigan man. I loved Juwan. I loved the Fab Five. Get rid of him.
Jeff,
he's got to go. I don't even think he cares.
Jeff, the team has heart.
Hey, yeah, so
you're
at LCA tonight. I see no Donovan Mitchell and no Caris LeVert. Can the Pistons pull it off tonight?
Speaking of Michigan, Caris LeVert, maybe that could be 2 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really proud of the Pistons. They have 9 wins. Michigan only has 8 wins.
That's right. And there'll be one more win, baby. And my 9-73 is from when I was 12 years old. The record, they'll still hold up pretty good. Or 15 years old. I can't even do that.
What did we do? Here's what I would say to you, Stoney. Mm-hmm. I know you gamble every now and then. Rico doesn't believe me. Tomorrow, like the Pistons stink. We know this. Michigan is just below stink. Embarrassing. Pathetic. However, Michigan State, your boy, who I believe he wants his son to date your daughter, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
Tom Izzo is going to give the double bird to every Spartan out there. They're going to beat Purdue for the first time in West Lafayette in like 100 years. And guys like Rico and Mike are going to have to apologize to Tommy.
Or you'll just be buying my lunch.
Look, I would love for you to be right.
Or I'll be buying your lunch.
I would love for you to be right. There ain't no shot they're winning outright.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm telling you, you get a week off. Xavier Booker will get more playing time.
Zach Sissoko will be
non-existent.
Rieger, you do realize that Purdue had a week off, too.
I did see Tyson Walker, that groin injury might be more serious than
anybody. Zach Edey might have 25 at the half.
Oh. Just follow him. Just literally. Michigan State has 17 big men, Rico. Follow him.
Oh,
just
yeah, and Rieger.
But none of them are any good except for the one who doesn't play when he has
to. And Rieger, remember what I told you the line was going to be? The line is now out.
Yes, sir.
What is it?
What is it?
Purdue.
Let me guess. 7.5.
-9.5.
You were right.
Okay.
He called it with Evan. Wow. Absolutely.
Wow. All right.
So, Rieger, you know what? Michigan State plus 390 on the money line. There you go.
Yep. I know where Olive's college fund's going.
In the trash.
It's a Matt Painter.
You know what? Good thing they got scholarships to clown college because daddy's just giving away all the real college money.
Are you going to be at LCA tomorrow, Rieger?
No, I'm going to be at the studio. We got a big Red Wing Panthers tilt, Stoney. You going to be here?
I'll be there.
All right. Well, enjoy, guys. I enjoyed the show today. Stoney, good to hear your voice again. Everybody calls you like you've been dead.
I know.
Like, Stoney.
It's been less than 2 weeks.
To have you back on the air.
It's 2 weeks today.
Stoney.
Yes.
Thank God to have you back, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Jeff Rieger, up next. Have a great weekend. 97.1.
See you, boys.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.